Are you feeling overwhelmed or hopeless right now? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Do you ever need a pick-me-up when you just feel like the world is crushing in on you? Well, that's sort of what today's Devo is all about. It's called God's Love Remains by Janice Holmes. He made the world, yet he knows my name. With every glorious sunset and bright shimmering moon, God sighs the words, I love you. When ocean waves crash against quiet golden shores, when stars fall across the sky, God's words touch against my soul. I see you, I know you, I love you. He's never left me alone, not even when I've turned away. He's never forgotten my needs, even though I've neglected to pray. Who am I to be loved by Him? He rescues and cares and protects, even as I doubt and fear and fret. Through the storm and through the flame, He's always holding me the same. The night I found out my mom had cancer, I wrote this poem. When life feels out of control, it can be hard to remember that God is still in charge, and He still cares. Yet even when we feel overwhelmed and hopeless, God is with us, loving us always. Let's talk about today's Devo a little bit more together. Can you think of a time you felt overwhelmed or hopeless? Can you remember any ways God reminded you of His love during that hard time? Terrible things like cancer were never God's plan for the good world He made. But when humans sinned, all this brokenness invaded His creation. God sees the pain we experience and it grieves Him. That's why Jesus came and lived among us, fully God and fully human. He suffered the cross for us and then He rose from the grave so that all our sins could be forgiven and all the world's brokenness could be healed at His glorious return. If we've put our trust in Jesus, we can look forward to the day when there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, as we read in Revelation 21, verses 1 through 5. And in the meantime, we can know that Jesus feels our pain as His own. He weeps with us and He gently gives us comfort and strength. Consider taking some time to bring your pain to Jesus in prayer. You can be honest with Him. You don't need to hold anything back. Jesus has promised to be with us no matter what, even when life is in chaos, even when we don't pray, even when we doubt Him. And He generously gives us reminders of His loving presence through His Holy Spirit, His Word, the Bible, and His people, the church. When you go through hard things, who are trusted Christians in your life you could honestly share your burdens with? People who will listen with compassion, pray for you and with you, and remind you of God's never-ending love. Sometimes we experience thoughts and feelings that are too much for us to handle on our own, even by praying and reading the Bible. But God wants to help us in lots of ways, including through other people, such as medical and mental health professionals. So especially if you're finding it difficult to rest, or if it's been more than a couple of weeks since you've felt happy, please tell a trusted adult today. As you and I can read in Lamentations 3:57, "You came near when I called you, and you said, 'Do not fear.'" Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 55, verse 22, John chapter 14, verse 27, and Romans 8, 15 through 39, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did today's Devo resonate with you? Have you been struggling with that overwhelming hopelessness and you're just not sure who to talk to? Well, if so, you can request a free conversation with the Focus on the Family's Counseling Department. I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org/counseling to learn more. Also, please join us for tomorrow's Devo called The Missing Tabletop with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.